On Friday, the embassies of the United Kingdom, the United States, Norway, Germany, France, the Netherlands, and Sweden, as well as the European Union, said the South Sudan government's threat to use live ammunition against peaceful protesters, harassment of journalists, and the arrest of civil society activists are not compatible with Juba's commitment to the implementation of the revitalized peace deal. South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makwee says the statement released by the diplomatic missions is a violation of diplomatic engagements with the South Sudan government, calling it not acceptable.
It is unfortunate that the authors of such a document are people who have actually missed their role as ambassadors of their countries here in South Sudan. As ambassadors of Sudan, they are not supposed to form a union or become an association of ambassadors. This has never happened in the world.
While the diplomatic missions congratulated the South Sudan Unity government for inaugurating the national legislature, they expressed a concern about the government's threats to arrest any protesters after a coalition called on South Sudanese to take a part in mass protests. The embassies called on South Sudan's parliament to play its oversight role of ensuring citizens' freedom of expression and assembly, saying these rights must be protected, emphasizing these are universal rights enshrined in the Bill of Rights of the Transitional Constitution of South Sudan. The diplomatic missions also expressed a concern about what they called the intimidation and harassment of activists and media by the South Sudan government. Makwee says the diplomatic mission's statement of concern may jeopardize their ties with Juba.
Any diplomat who does not conform with the diplomatic norms will not be tolerated, irrespective of the country from which he comes. If you don't respect the country, which is the host country, then what are you?
Following last week's failed demonstrations, the government launched a crackdown on members of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, an umbrella group of activists, academia and youth and ex-government officials, which organized the protest. The government arrested at least 7 activists and a bishop last week. Other activists have gone into hiding following the crackdown. The coalition members later said citizens did not turn out on the streets to protest because of the heavy deployment of security forces. Makwee had described the People's Coalition as spoilers of the peace agreement and called the planned demonstration illegal. Today, Makwee accused the Western embassies in Juba of funding the activities of the People's Coalition for Civil Action.
If you come to South Sudan as a diplomat, you're representing your country, you act in accordance with what you are supposed to come and cooperate with the government, not to work against it. That is one. Number two, this idea of the civil action is an imported idea, and they are the very people who hatch it, and they are the ones caring for it. We have sufficient documents showing that they are a party to all that, and they are the ones who are actually supporting and funding this action. How can we allow someone who is calling for the downfall of the government, calling for creation of chaos and instability in the country?
In their joint statement, the diplomatic missions did not call for the government's downfall. They did call on the South Sudan government to uphold commitments it has made to its citizens through the signed 2018 revitalized peace deal, which includes protecting the rights of citizens to express views in a peaceful manner without fear or arrest. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.